Hi, I'm Melinda Poitras, and you're listening to He Said, She Said, the one with books and bros. For the first time ever in the history of the podcast, I am 8 episodes ahead, not counting this one. I have 8 episodes on file that I just am waiting to send to the producer. And I was so proud because it was all scheduled and wonderful. And this is not one of them. This is out of left field. It's from a lost blog that I found that you're not even going to hear about till a later episode that I already recorded. And it just wasn't what I had planned, but it's for this week. So if it was for this week for you, if you want to DM me, I would really appreciate it. This is not a spiritual requirement. The Lord has not asked this. It just makes me feel better when I veer off the beaten path and one of you does that. This one's about Captain Von Trapp, as everything should be. I don't remember how old I was when I first watched The Sound of Music. I just know that I will go to my grave before I forget it, you know? I have always been a fan of stories about nannies. In light of recent events, this makes perfect sense. Just this Saturday night, I accompanied some of my favorite friends to a high school production of The Sound of Music. It was rough in parts and absolutely brilliant in others, as much of humanity is, and I loved it. It made me feel, though, that perhaps stories like this are what is wrong with romantic idealism in the first place. Just think about it. Step one, fall head over heels in love with a man who has expressed no interest or intent. Step two, marry that man. I kept making jokes like, he may sing Edelweiss, but do you really think this is Edelweiss? No one was even remotely amused. There are some missing links between one and two, and it's possible that when your own happy ending doesn't come to fruition, you might feel a little cheated. Seriously? I did everything. Maria did. Here's what I know. I know that in the movie version, when Baroness Schrader says to Maria, there's nothing more irresistible to a man than a woman who is in love with him, she is actually correct. She is 100% absolutely, indubitably on the money. I'm closing in on my 25th year. Wow, I was young when I wrote this. And through all I have lived and witnessed up until now, I know that one fact to be true. It's true. But it probably doesn't mean what you think it means. You think it means that you're Captain Von Trapp is going to dump his gorgeous fiancée and make you the mother of his 7 children and climb the Alps with you as you all flee the Nazis with a march and a song. That is not necessarily so. We assume that it will be so because no romantic hero says things like, Maria, you have brought music back to the house. Thank you. Now pack your bags at once. Except Mr. Rochester, who we will hear about in a podcast I have already recorded, but you haven't heard yet. It is very possible that he will say something like that, but it would soon be made clear that he was only joking, albeit cruelly. I mean, if a romantic hero said something of that sort, what would we call it? An unhappy ending? Is that even a thing? Unfortunately, it is. It's definitely a thing. An unhappy ending. I can imagine it would be pretty hard to get over something like that. Things are going to happen to you, and they aren't going to match up to the books, and they aren't going to be fair, and they aren't going to make sense. But what does the Reverend Mother say? Oh, that you can't run from your problems, you have to face them. And what did the Reverend Mother teach her? What was the most important lesson? To find what is the will of God. And to do it. And Scamp says, make yourself vulnerable and you make yourself irresistible. This is what love does. And you have lived gospel to me. The will of God is always to love. To love is to live the gospel. So here is for you a story. Once upon a time, there was a very young idealist. She didn't know she was an idealist because she lived in a place where everything seemed to sparkle. It wasn't glitter, it was dirt, but no one had told her that yet. She loved to run about singing, and sometimes her friends, mostly her Ari friend, would sing it of her. How do you solve a problem like Melinda? How do you take a wave and pin it down? How do you find a word that means Melinda, and so on, do, re, mi, and so forth? And her favorite, J.M. Barrie, said it, that even love unrequited has its rainbow. And she wrote it down because it spoke to her, but she couldn't quite make out what it was saying. And it was at home that she grew, and at home that she sang, and at home that she eventually learned that love is more than your knees buckling, it is standing when you're shaky, that it's more than forgetting your sentences, but it's remembering to prefer someone else. And it's more than seeing someone and getting butterflies, but really looking at them when they are the last person on planet Earth that you ever want to lock eyes with again. That love has razor teeth and sharp claws, and if it doesn't, then you're probably doing it wrong. That sometimes you wind up in the middle of it and realize you are doing it wrong anyway, and you have to retrace and redo and rework. And I think we all know she has never liked to edit. The reward of loving is in the loving. Loving is itself the great outcome of loving. Love is its own rainbow. The success of loving is in how we change because we kept on loving regardless of anything changing. This is his promise. That if you truly love your neighbor the way you're intended to, even a failure might end in success. She learned that really loving means really dying bit by bit, because if you aren't dying, you aren't like him. And even at its darkest, it was just like Sister Margaretta says, when God closes a door, he somehow opens a window. He somehow always opens a window. It was just like that, with all the light pouring through. You get a hold of him, and you can get over anything. Because it's never really about Captain Von Trapp, is it? You can be blessed beyond measure for restoring music to a house you'll never live in. It's about learning to climb mountains. If you've ever seen Drew Barrymore portray Cinderella, you'll remember, the point is not to live happily ever after. The point is to live. So, it may not always seem so Edelweiss, but I'm still stubborn enough to believe it. The girls who can't sit still and won't stop twirling and who can't cease their singing, the women who can't keep from speaking the flood of words that is constantly pouring into their heads and through the cracks in their beautiful broken hearts and out of their ridiculously loud mouths can change the world one nanny child at a time. I believe it with all of my heart because I believe in him, and that necessitates that I believe in love. I asked my friend Catherine recently, just on a whim, about a situation. I was like, do you feel like I'm being used? And she said, yes, I absolutely feel like you're being used. Did you not ask the Lord to use you? Let's all remember what love really means, what love really is, what love really does. Let's all die daily. Let's all keep singing. And let's all be better together.
You've been listening to He Said, She Said, where whether we actually got around to discussing any books or chatting with any bros or not, we are, now and always, so glad you stopped by to listen. We hope your time here cemented the truth found in the best book ever written and deepened your relationship with a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Thank you for pressing play. Thank you for making space. We'll catch you next week, same time, same place.